Hallelujah. God is good. You may be seated. It is a spectacular morning. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive that word of healing. Healing's a funny thing. Because we can be healed physically, emotionally, spiritually. Sometimes, you know, wounds go deep. But if we'll just cry out to the Lord, He will heal us. He will. Dang. Man, y'all gonna... He will heal us. Amen. All right. So we will... we're ready to give? Amen. So, Exodus 35. This is the congregation of the Israelites have been given instruction on the tabernacle, and here in verse 20, it says, "And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came everyone whose heart stirred him, and everyone whose spirit was willing, what spirit made willing." And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets, and earrings, and rings, and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. So check this out. I want you guys to realize something. And maybe we've gotten a little bit away from understanding this more from how the Israelites understood it. They were in Egypt as slaves. They had no possessions. All right, so the Israelites were in Egypt as slaves. They had no possessions. All right. We'll get it. The Israelites were in Egypt as slaves and had no possessions. All right, there we go. So they had an understanding that everything they had, right, was a blessing from God. And still, only the people that were stirred gave. All right. They had nothing. They were nothing. They were less than nothing. They were possessions themselves without possession. And so in this, only a portion of the people, because it doesn't say all of them, it says those whose hearts were stirred and that were willing gave. A lot of times, there are thousands of reasons probably why not to give, right? I got it. Rent's due. That electric bill is high all the way from May-ish through October-ish. I get it. I have the same electric bill. But a while back, and I can't say that it's been forever. It's probably been maybe 8 years. I've been coming here for 14 or 15. So for 8 years-ish, I've been faithful and giving. Okay? It took me a while to catch on. It's okay. We understand. But things have been better since. And so when we give, if you look at it from that, without God, you would have nothing. And if you want, I'll allow you to say, but I had the job before I came to church. Cool? Right on. It's good. That's how you want to feel. That's good. But see, it took me realizing that without God, I had nothing. I had a job previous, but without God, I had nothing. Without God, I am nothing. I can do nothing outside of what God has put on my life to do. And so when I started realizing that God is the center, the focus of everything, God saved my marriage, God saved my children, God saved me. What's 10 cents on the dollar? What really? That's what it boils down to. What's 10 cents on the dollar? If you look at it that way. And that's how I had to look at it. God has done so much for me. What can I do for him? And I've learned to serve his kingdom. I've learned to give into the kingdom. And I was serving before I was giving. I get it. This is not me calling you out on anything. I'm just letting you know. I am better on this side than I was on the other side. Amen. And that's because God has something for each of us. And so when he stirs in your heart to give, that's him saying, hey, give. And the cool thing is, he'll tell you the amount. Simple as that. If two mites were the greatest gift that was given aside from Jesus in the New Testament, whatever God puts on your heart, give. Okay? Let's pray and we'll receive the offering. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to give unto the kingdom, Lord God, for your work, Lord. And we just thank you for it. We ask that you would multiply it and make it grow. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.